Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you struggle putting outfits together? You are not alone. So does Kathy. She said, I want to find confidence to wear what I like and feel right wearing it and not to try toning it down, so I just blend in. How do I create interesting outfits and not keep wearing the same things together? Because commonly what many of us do is we find an outfit as such and then we just wear those same things together all the time because we know that works and we kind of don't think beyond that. And that's something I've really noticed when I've worked with clients in their wardrobe where they go, oh, I never would have thought of wearing this with that. So one of the things that makes it much easier is actually having a colour palette that you stick to, because then the colours naturally work together. So you see more options in your wardrobe in that way, because you go, oh, I can wear this colour with that colour, and colours work together easily and naturally. And that is one of the beautiful things about having your colour palette, because the clothes align. It's like the stars align, but your closet aligns in a way where you get to put things together more easily. Becomes a simpler process rather than a more tricky one. When you have a big range of different colours, you'll often find that things just don't work as well together. So that is the first thing, is thinking about the colours. But also thinking about, you know, what's an interesting outfit to you? And this is where a tool like Pinterest is a fantastic tool to go through and start looking at what are interesting outfits. Or when you're out and about and, you know, a bit of people watching in a cafe, have a look and what are the interesting outfits to you? What is it about those outfits that makes them interesting? Because one person's interesting is somebody else's boring, and somebody else is completely over the top. I couldn't wear it, you know, if it was the last day on earth. So we want to work out what is interesting for you. And this comes down to personality and your own aesthetic. And so knowing what is interesting to you is really important, because that's going to help you understand kind of like the magic ingredients that are in your own kind of style formula that you create. And this is where having those personalized guidelines, understanding what works for you, and then also knowing what you love and what your aesthetic is, what, you know, what you find beautiful. Fashion is just one expression of that, but you can look at art and nature and architecture and, you know, everything really. And you will find that you will find some things beautiful and other things not beautiful. Like even in, say, you know, what do I drink out of it? Like a glass, you know, one person may, you know, pick up a crystal cut glass that's faceted and has lots of delicate detail, and that's what they find beautiful. But for somebody else, that feels fussy. And they might prick up a glass that's got a big, solid, heavy base and it's just smooth and cylindrical and appears to have very little decoration. For them, they find that beautiful. Neither is right or wrong. There is no one way of beauty. And this is why what you find interesting, what you find beautiful, is something you need to discover. And this is where things like Pinterest can really help you, and why this is part of what's inside my Visualize Your Style. It's just a mini program. You can do it in a couple of hours, but it really will give you that insight into what it is that you love aesthetically. Because so often with our clothing in particular, we have kind of limited ourselves because of all our body image issues, because of messages we've had about what we should and shouldn't wear, whether they're from growing up, family, friends, the media, social media. I mean, like, there's so many places we hear this stuff. So it's very hard for many of us to actually focus on our clothes and actually know what we love aesthetically, because we've got all this other stuff in between that's stopping us from actually understanding what that is. And so we need to kind of get outside of that. So I have a process you can go through in Visualize Your Style to help you really figure that out, because I think that's so much at the core of finding those interesting outfits. Because until you know what it is you love, it's very hard to put an outfit together that you find interesting. And once you actually know that, it then becomes, and once you've got your style guidelines, so understanding your palette and your, you know, your signature colors and how you put your clothes together in contrast, as well as what works for your body and your physicality and your personality, when we put all those layers together, that's when you can develop that style. And that's when you go, oh, I can wear this with that. And also just learning, like part of what we learn, you know, when we're putting outfits together is how things work together. And there are the principles of coordination. I've got lots of blog posts about the principles of coordination, which you can easily learn, because that helps you put outfits together. But I really think so much of this, you know, not tone it down. Part of this is not really knowing who you are. So you're a bit scared to try something. And part of that too is stepping out of that comfort zone a little piece at a time. So rather than whole hog changing what you wear, it could just be, you know, just a little tweak. And then the more you do these little tweaks, you'll be amazed over time at how far you move. It's the whole kind of 1% rule. You know, if you are a pilot and you are flying from, you know, point A to point B, if you have the plane set on the right course, you will get there. But if you are set 1% off and it's say a 10-hour flight, by the time you have like got 10 hours, you are completely off course. So we want to think though, those little 1%, they actually add up to a lot over time. And that's why small steps with style can make you feel more comfortable as you're doing it, but also can help you really evolve that style. Dana's asked, and she said, I struggle with creating an overall cohesive look. How do I select proper accessories to match the feel of a look? For example, what handbag styles with casual versus dressy outfits? So this comes back to those principles of coordination. So when we're thinking about how do I put an outfit together, there are a few different principles of coordination we can look at. So we have got the principle of volume. So that is, do I, you know, I wear something voluminous with something slim. So we don't want to wear two voluminous garments at the same time because that tends to overwhelm our bodies. So that's one of the principles of coordination. We have what we call related shapes. So this is looking at the shapes of the different elements of what you're putting together. And so therefore you might say, if I have a structured, you know, dressier, a blazer, you know, and something that's more structured, a little bit more dressy in that way, maybe I want a more structured handbag. Versus when I'm thinking about casual, it's maybe softer in its appearance. It hasn't got the shoulder pads, it hasn't got the structure. So therefore I might think about a softer fabric. Or a softer construction, so a bucket bag instead of a squared off tote. So those would be two things we're thinking about, related shapes. We can also think about, you know, when we're thinking about textures. So when we think about casual, it is more relaxed, it might be more textured, it might be kind of furrier, or like I say, this is more relaxed, it's got more texture through it. So therefore I might look for a handbag that is made from a fabric rather than a smooth polished leather. So a patent leather is, which is smooth, it's polished, it's shiny, that is a much more formal leather than suede, which is at the other end, which is textured and soft and matte. So they are, you know, like, so just looking at that level of refinement, like smoother, shinier, more structured, more formal, softer, more matte, more, you know, more textured is less formal, more casual. So we can think about fabric versus, you know, like a canvas, even versus a satin. So a satin handbag is going to, it's smoother and shinier. So going to be more formal versus a canvas is rougher in texture and it is more matte. It is thicker. It is heavier. It is more casual. So whenever I'm thinking about that, that is just one of the, you know, principles of coordination are such useful principles when we're thinking about how do I put different things together? What goes together? So this is why a thick, opaque, tight works better with a more casual or thicker fabric rather than, say, satin, which works better with a finer, you know, tights, or maybe even a sheen finish on your tights. So all those things are related to these principles of coordination. And when you understand them, you can really use them to help you think about putting outfits together and what will work together. Now, we can play with that. The more creative you are, the more we can, kind of go outside and break a few rules. And if we want to dress something up or dress something down, we can also use these principles where if I want to dress up a more casual outfit, I might have a more structured handbag. But I'm not going to probably potentially take a small evening clutch bag. That's too far away. But I could take a, you know, like a more structured, smooth, polished leather. So we can think about dressing up and down. And this is why if I want to dress something down, this is why the denim jacket's going to dress down my more formal dress. That's going to kind of bring it down a level of refinement. Or I could have a, you know, kind of a nylon tote instead of a leather, you know, smaller handbag. That will also dress it down a bit. So it's thinking about fabrics, it's thinking about style, it's thinking about structure, and it's thinking about how do I put these things together in a way that I can use. Now, the more creative you are, the more you will break the kind of rules as such. And remember, they're all just guidelines because that is an expression of your creativity. So if you are more rebellious, you're more edgy, you are going to want to kind of put things together that, you know, traditionally haven't been going together. If you're more traditional though, or more classic in your style, that will feel really uncomfortable and you will feel much more comfortable matching the shoes and the handbag, which for someone who's creative feels like the completely wrong thing to do. It feels too conservative. So it's always thinking about what is right for you. So there is no one set of rules. And this is why the more you understand, the more you have an education in all the principles of color and style, then you can make the decisions that are right for you, because there's no one right way. And if somebody is telling you that there's one right way, I say ignore them, because they are trying to limit you from expressing your authentic style, your personality, your uniqueness, what makes you you. And this is where I think it's really important in this AI world where everything can become a bit homogenous. It's standing out, it's being you, it's being different. Being more you is going to be what sets you apart and makes you an interesting and a real human. Lean into your quirks, lean into the interesting stuff that makes you the human that you are. Mateus said, how do I incorporate new trends into my existing style? So whenever there are new fashion trends, and there's always a bunch of them around, each season a bunch of new fashion trends come around. Part of it is figuring out which of those are the ones that you are attracted to. So there'll be some things you're just not attracted to, just don't go there. If it's not you, if you find it ugly, if it's not your aesthetic, if it's not something that you enjoy, don't go there. But if it's something you go, ooh, that kind of interests me, it's got something about it that makes me think that this is something I want. You know, you might just go, I'm just going to incorporate a whole lot of that. Or it could be, I'm just going to take a small piece and experiment with it. And it's often, it's try the small thing first. If it's a very kind of dramatic trend in some way or other, you might just want to, I would say try in a cheap way. Like sometimes it's find a cheaper version, because if you go, well, it's just really not me, you don't want to, you know, invest a whole lot of money in it. But then if you discover it is you, that's when you can make that investment to go, yeah, I want more of this. This really relates to me and what I really enjoy. So I was thinking about when we're incorporating new trends, it's looking at, and there's so many different trends we can think about. We can think about overall silhouette. When that overall silhouette changes, it's looking at, does this silhouette trend really suit me? Do I want a lot of it or a little bit of it? Because sometimes, you know, a trend will come along where it's like, well, this is the current silhouette. It's like a wider leg pant, which means I need a slimmer top. Maybe that's not my best, you know, outfit, you know, and so therefore I might only want to do it in a milder way, versus it might be when the, you know, so we've had an oversized trend where big jackets and big oversized tops and things, which was for those people who had waists, not a great trend. It's not particularly flattering. So you might go, you know, that's not the trend I'm really going to incorporate, or only do it in a small way. Or I won't go as oversized as some people might. So I was thinking about how much of it you want, or looking around and going, what are the other trends that are around that are me? Because there's always lots of different things. You know, every season it might be, you know, there might be fringing, there might be metallics in clothing, there might be, you know, a certain silhouette, there might be a certain sort of pattern. There's always a big range. And so it can be, well, which of these are the ones that I want to incorporate into my style? So I'm still with fashion in a way, but I maybe don't want to do all of them all at the same time. So I always think about it, it's like, look at all the different trends and adopt the ones that you feel really comfortable with, the ones that excite you, the ones that you find visually interesting and that fit with your aesthetic. So knowing what it is that you love really helps you go, oh, that's a trend for me. I really enjoy that. I want to incorporate that. And knowing which are the ones you just go, you know, it doesn't float my boat. If I'm not excited about it, I don't want to do it. There's no point in spending and wasting money on clothes that are just going to sit in your wardrobe unworn. Not good for the planet, not good for your wallet. So it's always making those decisions. So there's always lots of trends. So it can be incorporating them in small ways or incorporating them in larger ways if they are really a great expression of who you are. Well, thank you all for your questions, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.